Do you want to make your money make sense? Listen to Business Sense every Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and make sense of your money.
Now, for a sand and safari experience, a few African nations are able to outshine Malawi, but Malawi is more than its diverse natural landscapes. Travelers could spend weeks here exploring its tea and coffee farms and laid-back cities, all while sampling regional foods and experiencing cultural heritage sites. Now, here are the top 10 places to visit in Malawi. And who better than, of course, the public relations officer for the Minister of Tourism in Malawi to tell us about the top 10 places that you can visit in the country of Malawi. Mr. Nkosi, welcome again, and thank you so much for joining us again.
You're welcome. Thank you. But how was your day?
My day was filled with lots to do, I must be honest with you. And I couldn't get to everything. But I was like, you know what? Whatever I can do, I did. What I couldn't, I couldn't. And I'm here to say, let me just forget the day. Hey, and yours?
It was fine.
I'm glad you had I'm glad you had a better day than mine, eh?
It happens
indeed. And once again, like I said, thank you so much for joining us again. First of all, what are the best times or seasons to visit Malawi?
It all depends with what you like. You know, tourism is diverse.
Yes.
So there are other tourists who like visiting the places when it's during the rainy season.
Yeah.
But there are others that would like to visit places during the dry season or when the people are busy in the fields, depending on what they like. But when it comes to the tourism season in Malawi, our peak season starts from end May to end October or mid November.
Okay.
Yes. So this is the time when we don't have much rains.
Okay.
And if you like wildlife, that's the best time for you to visit Malawi.
Okay.
And even if you like to move around, most of the roads are passable during this season. So we normally encourage tourists to visit Malawi during between May and October.
Okay, before I even get into the places, what are the common activities? You said that it depends on what one person wants to do and the other person wants to do. So what are the most common activities that visitors can try out?
There are a number of them.
Yeah.
So for this one, I'll be answering as Joseph, not as the public relations officer for the Minister of Tourism.
Okay.
I'll tell you why.
Yes.
Because tourism is subjective. What you like and what I like can be different.
Yes.
So if we say 10 top attractions in Malawi,
this
might be 10 top attractions for me as Joseph.
Yes,
and then if you come to Malawi, you also like have your 10 priority attractions or areas to visit. So this one, I'll take it as Joseph.
No
I
problem.
I hope you allow me that.
No problem at all.
Yeah, sure. So the first one for me is the lake.
Okay.
Because this is where you get a diverse experience of water sport activities.
Yes.
You are talking of kayaking and scuba diving, snorkeling. And you could enjoy scuba diving and snorkeling in Lake Malawi because the waters are very clear, crystal clear. So you would go deep down the lake and then have an experience of what happens down the river or down the water. So Lake Malawi is one of the best places for me for you to visit. And then we also have wildlife. I heard you talking about Africa having like a diverse wildlife attractions, but with Malawi it's different.
Okay.
Because if you compare our wildlife with that of Tanzania and that of South Africa, it's like you have got a lot of traffic, people going there, a lot of people going that side.
Yes.
But when you come to Malawi, we'll give you a good experience, like you'll be around in the wilderness.
Ah.
Then you'll be enjoying your special interaction with the animals.
Look at that.
So that's where we are so unique when it comes to the wildlife offering.
That's really so amazing.
When it comes to the wildlife, I would maybe select three national parks. We're talking about Liwonde National Park, Majete Game Reserve, and then Nyika National Park, because these are different in terms of what they offer.
Yes.
For example, if you go to Liwonde National Park, you'd have like an experience of the game drive itself, but also a boat ride. There's a big river along the national park, so you'll be able to view or you'll be able to see the animals while in a boat. So you have got a boat this side and then you have got the land side, that side. So that experience is quite unique when it comes when it comes to the
I think we are losing him there a little bit. So I love the part about snorkeling. That's really interesting. And he was just also talking about Lake Malawi as well. You are back there, my elder. We lost you a bit.
Yeah, for sure. Sorry.
No
Sorry
problem.
For that. Yeah, so I was talking about Majete Game Reserve, because you have like an experience of meeting the big five within short distances.
Ooh, okay.
Like maybe within five to 10 minutes drive, you'll be able to see all the big five. So it's another good experience. And then when you go to the Nyika National Park in the northern part, it has got a good scenery. It's about the view now.
It's about the view.
It's about what you see.
Sure.
The plateau.
Ooh.
So the national park itself gives you an a space where you can just like in simpler terms where you can meditate. So it's one of the national parks where you can go and meditate, since you believe in the Bible, since you believe in Christ. This is the national park where you can just go and read Psalms. This is where you can just go and read the stories of about David. And then you would enjoy. I'm telling you. Come to me.
That's
plan
amazing.
Of coming to me.
I'm definitely playing. I've got your numbers. Look, I just need to pop you a text one of these days when I'm coming there. So you mentioned Lake Malawi, right? You also mentioned the national park. What are the other places that one can go to?
And then in addition to that, you cannot miss Blantyre and
Lilongwe.
Lilongwe is the capital city. Blantyre is also one of the commercial cities for Malawi.
Sure.
So it's worth visiting.
Yeah.
The weather itself and even the scenery, the way it was planned, it's also an attraction to us. And you cannot come to a country without visiting the capital city.
Definitely.
Yes, so Lilongwe will be on the list for me for the top 10 places for you to visit in Malawi. And then apart from that, you also need to visit some cultural experiences. So I would advise that you also visit the Chongoni rock art paintings, because this one will also give you a good history about Malawi.
Oh, fantastic. Do you have like markets where one can buy things off the market, you know, where they sell, I suppose, some of that artwork, but artifacts, a little bit of, I suppose, unique things about Malawi that I can take home to my own country?
Yes, for sure. We have a number of them, and they are mainly found within the cities and along the lakeshore areas.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to get everything that you want in terms of crafts, in terms of paintings. So when you are in Lilongwe or in Blantyre, when you are in along the lake, you'll be able to get such kind of souvenirs.
Ah, fantastic. That's real love. So what is the one thing there, my elder, that you think if I go to Malawi, I should buy as a souvenir, bring it back home?
Wow. That's a good one and tough one. I would ask you to buy a painting.
Okay.
A deep depicting the Malawian culture.
Oh, I see.
Find most of the paintings depict Malawian women maybe pounding men's or maybe doing activities in the kitchen or doing home activities.
Yeah.
So I would advise you to buy a painting or a wall hanging where it's depicting or the story is about Malawian culture.
That's an interesting one. Now, what about safety concerns? Are there any safety concerns when one visits Malawi?
Malawi is generally safe.
Yeah.
We are a safe nation. We are a peaceful country.
Yeah.
But of course, the issues of pickpocketing, they happen.
Okay.
Like theft, they happen. So one is just have to be conscious with where you are visiting, more especially when you are visiting crowd areas.
Yes.
But we cannot say we are not safe. We are very much safe, but we just have to be conscious with where we are visiting. If we are visiting the markets, always make sure that your treasures are not like exposed for someone to see.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So
That's the question we can always take heed of.
Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. Love that, and thank you for that as well. I mean, we spoke about just how welcoming Malawian people are, and there's no, I suppose, being scared to ask the next person when maybe you need some sort of direction or help. So that really is great, because in South Africa, we don't have that. You can't ask the next person, where's the next person? To them, that's a sign that you're not from around. So if you're not from around, you become a target. I really love that. Is it better to hire a car or drive oneself around? Or should one hire, like maybe, I suppose, e-hailing services? Or is it better to just use public transport moving around? Or do you need a guide?
For me, my advice would be it's better to hire a car and you do the self-drive.
Yeah.
Because you'll be able to stop wherever you want to stop. You'll be able to interact with whosoever you want to interact. And our roads are not that complicated.
Yeah.
So it will be easier for you to drive through the country, and then it will be easier for you to drive through the attractions. So I would advise that it's even better and safer when you hire a vehicle and then you do self-drive. Because where you are lost, you can just stop and ask.
Yes.
I'm looking to this area. People will give you directions.
Yes.
And I don't think you'll find problems in getting directions from even people along the road. Because that's what we are as Malawians.
Fantastic. Someone said I must...
Yes, go ahead.
No, you can go ahead, my dear.
Yes, the only challenge with the public transport, with our public transport, is it's not that reliable to say if you want to start off at 10 o'clock, then it will start at 10. No.
Yeah.
It will wait until the buses are full. If you're using the bus, it will wait until it's full. So whether it will take maybe 4 hours, 3 hours, 4 or 5 hours before it gets full, then you'll be bored in the bus.
Yeah.
But the buses are there connecting the major tourist attractions areas, and then even like the cities. The ones that are very reliable are the ones that are connecting the major cities, Blantyre, Lilongwe, or Mzuzu.
Yeah.
But for the smaller areas, then it will be a challenge. They are not like reliable in terms of timing. But it's also good to use them because you'll be able to interact with the locals.
Yes.
It's another experience. It's another good experience.
Yeah.
Whether you board the bus at 10 and then you start off at 2, it's a good story. You can tell to say, how do these Malawians cope to this?
Definitely.
So tourism is everywhere. Tourism is everything. So it all depends with what you like.
Ah, indeed. My second last question is, they said to myself, for people who are romantic, my elder, and they want romantic places, Malawi caters for that, eh?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And we have got the Mumbo Island.
Oh, okay.
So Mumbo Island is, when you go to the, on the list of 10 priority areas, Cape Maclear is one of them for me. So Cape Maclear is along the lake. It's in Monkey Bay, along the lake. But it can give you a good experience of culture and even the beach experience and the water experience. So once you get to Cape Maclear, you can get off yourself to the island, the Mumbo Island.
Yes.
And this island, if you just Google Mumbo Island
Yeah.
by Kayak Africa, you will see that it has got nice pictures and there's no network there.
Ooh,
No
okay.
network, you're not, you cannot communicate with anyone. So you are just the two of you.
Ooh.
And then once you are there, the activities that happens there are for the two of you. No
They
one will
stay
question you.
there. They stay there, Miles. No one is going to ask you anything.
It's an island for bird lovers. So whether you want to go into the beach, the two of you do whatever you want as a couple, it can happen.
Yo.
And then you go the mountain, you go hiking, you have a good
Hey.
experience of hiking. It
Hey.
can happen. You want to go scuba dive, you want to snork, everything can happen along the when you are at the Mumbo Island.
And
So
there's no
that's one of the
network.
best. No network, you're not
Hey.
communicating to anyone to
Hey.
disturb you. No,
Yeah.
why should we give you? And there are no TVs. Your wife,
Hey.
your husband will be your TV.
Ah, look at that. Look at that. Oh, that's amazing, definitely. You see, we are rekindling marriages, my elder, you know. We can take them there and rekindle marriages as well, so that there's no network. They can sit there and sort out their issues
There are
until
issues
they
without
leave with
disturbances.
no disturbance, no network, because
No.
it gets very difficult
Perfect.
in these things. So yeah, we've given them a taste. My last question, my elder, is, of course, as Business Sense, we can come there as well, hey?
Sorry, come again.
I'm saying, as a show, we can also visit you there.
For sure, yes.
Ah, okay.
Malawi is worth visiting, and
It
it's one
is
of
worth a visit.
the countries within Africa that you need to be planning of visiting.
Definitely, definitely. Hey, you see, we've got a free pass to Malawi, Thank you so much, my elder. Really appreciate your time, and may you continue to do the great work that you do.
You're welcome. Thanks for having
Thank you
me.
so much.
Do you want to make your money make sense? Listen to Business Sense every Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., and make sense of your money.